by myself. Guys, I'm so limiting myself. Because he did everything as a man in perfect relationship with God. He didn't do everything he did as God. He laid his divinity aside. He humbled himself and became a bondservant. Can you tempt God? Can you? No, you can't, right? Jesus was tempted at all points, right? That right there reveals that he wasn't God, that he was a man in perfect relationship with God. He lived his whole life until he was baptized in the River Jordan. And what came down in the River Jordan? Holy Spirit, right? The heavens were open. God said, "This is my son whom I'm well pleased." Jesus started from right there. Bang, everything started. First he fasted 40 days. Came back out of the wilderness with the Holy Spirit and power. And then everything flowed out of there. So now, you're a man or a woman that has the ability to have this, that to have the same exact relationship that Jesus had with the Father. Well, we're sinners. Cancel that. Does God look at you that way? Then you ought to change the way you think. If God said that he forgives you and forgets everything that you've ever done if you repented, then don't you think we should line up with what he says? Or should we just base everything on how we feel? Because Satan whispers and says, "Yeah, but remember when..." He's a liar, he's a deceiver, he's an accuser. He comes to make you like him. He's trying to reproduce after his own kind. Satan's trying to reproduce after his own kind. Someone that's hopeless, someone that's helpless, someone that's defenseless, someone that's never going to be anything, someone that's eternally crushed, someone that's never going to have